Shavua Tov, Kedavach. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. We start tonight by drawing our attention to a pasuk in Shir HaShirim and a medrash in Shir HaShirim that reflects back on our parsha and where we are in the story of Bnei Yisrael. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim states "Shchora ani v'na'ava," which means literally translated into English, "I am black and I am beautiful." Shchora ani, I am black, vina'ava, and I am beautiful. Now the question is that vav, vina'ava, is it I am black, but I am beautiful? Or I am black, and I am beautiful? So the Medrash comments the following. And the Medrash says, Shchora ani, I am black, is b'mitzrayim. The Jews in Mitzrayim were shchora, were black. Vina'ava, and beautiful, is ani b'mitzrayim. So shchora ani, I am black and I am beautiful. Is it I am or is it but? So the Medrash says, shchora ani b'mitzrayim, I was black in Mitzrayim, as the pasuk in Yechezkel says, that the Jewish people, vayamru bi, the Jewish people rebelled against Hashem, v'lo avru l'shmo elai, and didn't want to listen to Hashem. V'na'ava ani b'mitzrayim, but the Jewish people are beautiful in Egypt. So is that but or is that and? V'na'ava b'mitzrayim, the Jewish people are beautiful in Mitzrayim, b'dam ha-pesach, u'b'dam ha-mila, in that B'nai Yisrael did not waver in their commitment to Bris Mila, and of course, in that they did Karban Pesach while still in Mitzrayim. So Shchara v'na'ava, is that black but beautiful, or black and beautiful? Sounds like it's but. Our black, we did this terrible thing, but we also did something which was really good. Davar Acher, Medrash says something else. Shchora ani, I was black, Bnei Yisrael, meaning shchora ani bayam, by the sea, by the Red Sea, by the Reed Sea, Yamsuf. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, vayomer al yam b'yamsuf, that the Jewish people rebelled by the Yamsuf. Na'ava ani bayam, I was beautiful by the sea, as the pasuk says in Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Israel, Zekeli v'anvehu, we praised Hashem. So did the Jewish people behave terribly by the Yam, or did they behave beautifully? Were they black by the Yam, or were they beautiful by the Yam? So they were black by the Yam, and they rebelled, v'yomer al Yam, b'yam suf, but Zekeli v'anvehu, they also did that. So it sounds like shchora ani v'na'ava means I was black, but I was also beautiful. The Medrash continues. Medrash says, shchora ani b'mara. I, meaning the Jewish people, were black in Mara, in the Midbar. As the pasuk says, v'ilonu ha'mal Moshe le'mor manishta. The Jewish people complained to Moshe. They said, what do we have to drink? What is Hashem providing for us? Nothing. We're going to starve and we're going to be thirsty. And we will, we will go to our death without any water. V'na'ava ani b'mara, but we're also beautiful in Mara, because the pasuk also says Vayitzak al Hashem, Vayareo Hashem eitz. The Jewish people called out to Hashem; they cried out to Hashem. So the Jewish people were black in Mara; they rebelled against Hashem; they talked terribly. But Nava, they were also beautiful. Vayitzak al Hashem, they cried out to Hashem. The Medrash says one or two more examples, quite a few more. I'll just give you one or two more. Shchora ani b'refidim, the Jewish people were black in Refidim with their complaints about no water. V'na'ava b'refidim, and they were also beautiful in Refidim, as the pasuk says. V'yiven Moshe mizbeach v'yikrash Moshe nisi. Shchora ani b'chori, the Jewish people were black in Har Sinai. How so? You can guess it. Yasu egel b'choriv. The Jewish people made an egel in Choriv at Har Sinai. V'na'ava ani b'choriv, was beautiful in Choriv, because the pasuk says, Kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. The Jewish people said, na'aseh v'nishma. I mean, what could be more beautiful than that? And the Medrash goes on and on and on. Shchora ani in X, but na'ava ani b'y. So what is the meaning of this medrash? Seems very strange. So I would like to share with you a thought about this medrash, which I saw quoted in the name of my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yehuda Amital, Zichrono Levracha. And Rav Amital shared the following interpretation, explanation of this medrash. So Shchora Ani, I'm saying it in my own words, Shchora Ani v'nava is not, I was black in all these ways, but I was beautiful, but rather that I was black and I was beautiful. The message of this medrash is that the Jewish people were both black and beautiful. And the truth of the matter is that in life, most of life circumstances, or many of life circumstances, present both black and beautiful. Now, we have a natural urge to try and simplify the complexities of life into clear boxes. This is good, this is not good, this is bad, this is bad, this is good. But Chazal are teaching us that we have to fight that urge to reduce the situations in our life to just, good or bad. After all, Klal Yisrael themselves at the Yam Suf and at Sinai, and at Sinai and in Mitzrayim and in the Midbar, in all of these places, were not black but beautiful. They were black and beautiful. And Chazal are teaching us that we have to fight that urge for oversimplification and to reduce things into boxes like that. And the fact of the matter is that this is taking the to one one further step. We have to resist the urge to judge others and judge ourselves by simple shchora ani or na'ava. To judge somebody else, yeah, this person is Michal Shabbos, he's black. Well, this person is Shomer Shabbos, he's beautiful. This person eats treif, he's black. This person eats kosher, he's beautiful. This person davens with amazing kavana, 6 hours shmona esrei, he must be beautiful. This person talks in shul during davening, he must be black. We have to resist the urge not to just to judge situations in life as either shchora or nava, but to judge people as either shchora and nava. Because we ourselves, Klal Yisrael ourselves, we're not shchora v'na'ava, black but beautiful. We were at the same time in the same, both black and beautiful. In the Midbar, we were black and beautiful. At by Yam Suf, we were black and beautiful. In Mitzrayim, we were black and beautiful. And even in the Midbar, by Har Sinai, by Har Chorev itself, we were black and beautiful. Life cannot be reduced. People cannot be reduced to unidimensional, you are black or you are beautiful. And this then allows us to turn inwards and ourselves and not even and resist the urge to judge ourselves and to declare myself either black or declare myself as beautiful. Yes, I failed in this instance. It doesn't mean I'm shachar. Yes, I succeeded in this instance. It doesn't mean I am pure nava. We, life circumstances, those around us, and we ourselves are often a mix between shachar, shchora, and nava, between black and between beautiful. The Torah demands nuance. The Torah demands machshava. The Torah demands us to see ourselves, to see others, to see life in a nuance, in the nuance complexity that it is. And when we allow ourselves to reduce life, our neighbors, or ourselves to a simple declaration of shchora v'na'ava, that is the on-ramp, actually, to distancing ourselves from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because the life that the Ribbono Shel Olam made for us, the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us as, and we're not malachim. We are human beings, and human beings have a Yetzer HaTov and a Yetzer HaRa. And if you declare yourself a tzaddik, then that is a quick and easy step to failing in so many ways. And if you declare yourself a Rasha, then you are condemning yourself. condemning yourself to a life that is incapable of aspiring to coming closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Life is shchora v'na'ava. The people around us are shchora v'na'ava. And we ourselves are both shchora and na'ava. I want to take us back to the Medrash. And the Medrash actually says, and I think gives us a prescription on how to manage at least ourselves. To understand this in the following words of the Medrash, shchora ani b'ma'asai v'na'ava b'ma'asei avosai. I am black in my actions, and I am beautiful in the actions of my forefathers. What does this mean? Shchora ani v'na'ava. Amra Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people declared, shchora ani b'fnei atzmi. I am black in my own estimation. V'na'ava b'fnei koni. But I am beautiful in the estimation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. A Jew has to understand that when you look at yourself, you have to say, I'm black. But at the same time, understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at you and saying, you're beautiful. Shchora v'na'ava. When we look at our neighbor, we should say, na'ava, they're beautiful. Even recognizing that sometimes they're black. But if I look at myself and I condemn myself to either shchora or na'ava, then I am condemning myself to shchora, and na'ava will also lead to shchora. The pathway out of this conundrum of black or beautiful is to realize shchora ani b'ma'asai, look at myself critically, but not critically without the ability to aspire, to understand at the same time that I'm looking at myself critically, na'ava b'fnei koni, I am beautiful in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So life, our neighbors, ourselves, our shchara v'na'ava, are both black and beautiful. And by seeing the complexity of life, seeing the complexity of relationships, seeing the complexity of people, it gives us the broadness and the bigness not to be judgmental and to allow others and ourselves the opportunity for growth and development. Rabbi David Silverberg from Eretz Yisrael suggests that this might explain why so many of the why our parsha ends after Shchora Nivanava by the Yamsuf and by Rafidim, etc. Parsha ends with the mitzvah to blot out Amalek, and the Torah is basically cautioning us the following: that even though life is complex, we must not close our eyes to the blackness of Amalek. Nor should we be fearful of calling Amalek by its name. Yes, we must resist the urge to oversimplify the complexities of life, but not at the expense of seeing and fighting rishus, evil, when it appears and proudly broadcasts its horrors for all the world to see. Yes, the Torah demands nuance. Avodas Hashem demands thought, but our battle against evil must be clear and unequivocal. We are witnessing in real time the tragic consequences of the world failing to call evil by its name, all in the name of seeing things in nuanced context. No, there is no context, there is no nuance when it comes to calling out evil, rishus. That's where our parsha ends. Our parsha ends with this important moral balancing. Yes, seeing the world in its complexities is important, but not at the expense of seeing the clarity of rishus. With Hashem's help, we should be zoche to see the evils of Hamas and all of our oivim that they represent to be completely vanquished. And then from the river to the sea, we will sing a song of thanks and praise. Az Yasher Moshe of Israel, Zekeli, the Anvehu. Gudvach Shavua Tov to all.